Almost 100 people march for gun control in St. Louis. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 8, 2022. Almost 100 people gathered to march for gun control at St. Louis Central Vision and Performing Arts, CVPA, High School Sunday night. Breitbart News reported a 19-year-old former CVPA student entered the school on October 24, 2022, and shot two people to death. The 19-year-old's family had detected mental health problems with him and called the police to have his gun taken away before the shooting occurred. 2 days after the shooting, St. Louis Interim Police Commissioner Michael Sack indicated the family of the 19-year-old who attacked Central Vision and Performing Arts High School made every effort to intervene, including having the 19-year-old's gun taken away. The 19-year-old's family also committed him for mental health treatment. CNN noted Sack also said the family would search the 19-year-old's room on occasion because they were concerned. They were constantly in touch with the medical providers who were providing medical care for him. The shooting occurred despite the family's efforts and on Sunday, November 6, 2022, nearly 100 marched for tighter gun laws, according to the St. Louis Dispatch. The Dispatch noted that a red flag law was one of the central gun controls being sought. A red flag law would do exactly what the 19-year-old's family did when they detected a problem. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.